This is Jeremy.
This is Brian.
This is Eric.
This is Jory.
And we're Gestures and Sounds, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We've got another artist story. Today we are going to be talking with the band Gestures and Sounds. We've got them on the line here. They are in their van on the road like a real band, because they are a real band. And I believe they're calling in from the somewhere in San Francisco. So we're going to talk to those guys in a minute. But first, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often for more great music by great artists like Gestures and Sounds and all the other cool bands that we have had on here. You can share around the podcast. What's really important is that when you hear a band that you like Gestures and Sounds and the different artists we've had on here, just hit that share button, because if you're digging it, chances are the people you hang out with, the people that you're talking to on social media, are going to like it as well. This is how we promote bands. This is how music gets spread around in the second decade of the 21st century. This is how it's done, guys. So it's up to you to let the world know that you're into these bands and share it with your friends. So you can do that all at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. If you'd like to get some exclusive music, some exclusive conversation, exclusive videos, if you'd like to be part of a really cool community that's supporting great music, I highly recommend you go to our inner circle, and that's LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle to find out more information about that. There's a lot of cool people there we have in our private groups, and I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. Okay, so the band we have today is Gestures and Sounds. They call themselves a one-stop shop for a great time. Authentic compositions are raw and evoke real feelings, mostly because they don't know how to be any other way. If you do any looking at their YouTube channel, you get the full package, that you really kind of get the whole idea of exactly what these guys are all about. And it is fun, great music, very catchy tunes, and performed with a sort of a spirit of fun throughout, like, the whole thing. So, guys, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey.
Howdy. Hey, how's it going?
Great. Okay, let's go around the room, and each one of you guys introduce yourself and say what you do in the band.
Awesome. I'm Jeremy Lombardo. I am the drummer.
My name is Brian. I play bass.
I'm Eric. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Jory, and I play keys and sing.
Okay, so we got all four of you guys ready to do it. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk a little wee bit about let's go ahead and talk about the history of the band. How did the band get started? I don't know. Whoever wants to start may start.
Sure, I'll go first. So basically, it started as a solo project, kind of like acoustic singer-songwritery. But then I just wanted to, like, add more stuff to it all the time. Like, oh, let's record, like, drums for this one and piano for this one. So I kind of recruited these two guys, Jory and Brian, next to me to, like, help me. And they were like, yeah, we love doing this. And it kind of became, like, a full-time thing. And then after we played a few shows around LA, we met Jeremy. And he was like, I want to play drums for you guys. And it just kind of formed up like that. But the three of us, me, Jory, and Brian, actually went to high school together in Wisconsin. And so when we started playing, we kind of had been playing together already for years and had, like, this chemistry already. So it worked out really well.
So the band is from Wisconsin?
Yeah, originally, but we're based in LA now.
You guys are based in LA. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. So what was that like, you know, getting the band, you know, migrating?
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we were in Wisconsin, we weren't really a band yet. We were just kind of just buds.
Buds.
Yeah. we made a lot of stuff together, but it wasn't, you know, anything official.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it kind of really kicked off in LA, and that's kind of, you know, how we've experienced the whole beginning of our musical lives together.
Okay. I got you. What is the sort of, this, whole idea of one-stop shop for fun?
Well,
or great time, as your bio says.
Our manager came up with that, so I think it's the one stop shop is, I think, referring to how we make all of our own music videos. Also, like the music video for Bumscotch Loser that just came out.
Okay.
We just kind of handle like all aspects of.
Yeah, every concept and idea or even piece of work is just created from more or less start to finish by us. So we kind of just try to do it all because we like it and like figuring out how to do it.
Okay. And so what's the situation? Are you guys putting out singles or do you have an EP or album coming out or out?
So we came out with two singles, one with a music video and then one without. And the full EP is going to be coming out on November 16th. Everything's going to be up on Spotify, every Apple Music, everything's going to be up.
What's the name of the album or EP?
It's called Lightning is the Name of a Dog.
Really? Okay. You have to tell us about that.
Yeah. It's kind of a, we just like really liked that as a title. And the basically the idea behind it is in one of the lines, one of the songs, there's a line that says, you went walking away and look, your good old lightning escaped. And it's in reference to a dog, but it doesn't really, out of context, you don't really get that. So we thought it'd be like, sort of like an Easter egg to be like, let's call the EP Lightning is the Name of a Dog.
Okay. All right. So you shouldn't have said that. You should have been like, you had like a contest with fans, you know, who could figure out, you know.
Yeah.
Who can figure out gets to buy you guys, you know, dinner for a month.
yeah.
Exactly. So you guys are touring? Is that what's going on? Is that why we're in a van?
Yeah.
Yep.
And what's touring all about? What's that like for you guys?
It's
lots
been
of
really
parties
fun.
And chicks. Parties and chicks and stuff, you know, getting high every night.
Well, we played at a house show last night, which was pretty fun. Some people just kind of opened their doors to us and were really friendly, and their band played and another artist played, and it was really a good time. But I mean, this tour has been kind of stressful because we started out with like the brakes going out on our van the day before we were gonna leave.
Ooh.
And that was a whole fun thing to figure out. And luckily we were going down to San Diego from LA and then coming back through LA the next day. So we ended up taking two cars to San Diego for that show while the van was getting fixed. But now we're back in it and my amp is broken. So it's just kind of right now we're just kind of problem solving left and right.
Wow. Let's see, guys, those listeners out there think that it's all, you know, parties and everything. I was making a joke because I actually just watched the Guns N' Roses the bio or something, you know, the other day on Amazon, you know, that they're all like, you know, partying. And it's like the whole thing is what I was getting around. But see, it's not like that. These guys are real guys and they're dealing with real shit.
Yeah.
With so far, partying's been about 2%.
With that being said, we may or may not have a few beers here and there.
It definitely happens, but I think the problem solving outweighs the beers that we have.
I'm sure. Oh my God. So what kind of music do you guys like? Like your sound is, I hear like a lot of different influences. It's kind of eclectic, very musical and fun. It is. It's got all those sounds and parts and vocals that kind of tickle your ear and make you kind of want to keep listening. But is there, something or artist that you guys grew up listening to that you kind of feel kind of got you in this sort of vein of the type of music that you guys play or what?
Sort of. I mean, we all listen to a lot of different stuff, actually. I think there's little, like, sprinkles of influences from a lot of different genres. But, I mean, I personally grew up, and I know some of the other guys, too, listening to, like, Elliott Smith. And I think we're just, like, our actual sound is influenced a lot by, like, Cage the Elephant and bands like that.
Yeah. Also, we've been compared to, very recently, a bunch of times, people have been, like, comparing us to Ben Folds 5.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, because we have the piano.
And... Yeah, I don't know if that just tips people off or something, but yeah.
It's, you know, that is a, I don't always like the one to jump in with those kind of comparisons. I like to let the band kind of like say what they feel about it, but there is definitely that Ben Folds kind of vibe going on. And it's not just the piano, it's the like just a real sort of tuneful, down to earth kind of, but with that quirkiness, you know, vibe in there, which is really awesome. So we've been like talking about the music. So let's listen to some music and want to come back and talk a little bit more. So this is, these guys have a great video to this song, Bum Scotch Loser. All the songs too have like cool titles and it's a lot of fun. So check it out, guys. This is Bum Scotch Loser by Gestures and Sounds on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Okay, so what is with the whole pirate theme in the video?
we decided to set the music video at a class reunion, and we were basically just trying to think of a mascot or like some sort of generic enough mascot that's also not just like, you know, the Tigers or something. So we kind of landed on pirate because I think we all have some secret affinity for pirates. So we just kind of rolled with it.
Well, see, when I first saw that, like the first, because the there's a sign in the background that says says Pirates, and I'm from Pittsburgh, and our baseball team is the Pirates, and I thought, oh no, are these guys like Pittsburgh Pirates fans? Then I watched the video, I'm like, no, they're not.
sorry to disappoint you.
That's okay. don't worry, I won't say you suck or anything like that. So you guys are the album is going to drop in a week or two here. The single out, right? Is this a single right now? Bum Scotch Loser, is that like the single you're kind of pushing, so to speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is, and how long are you guys going to be on the road here? Are you out? Is that what you're doing? You're out promoting, getting people excited for the record? Is, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. We're going to be out for just another week and a half or so. We're going kind of just working our way up to Vancouver and then back down.
Yeah. Our album release show is on the 15th back in LA. So that's going to be like the end of our tour.
And that's at the Hi-Hat.
Awesome. And so the record's going to come out, and then what's going to happen? What does the next like 6 to 12 months look like for you guys?
Well, we want to start continuously heavily touring, especially all throughout next year. We want to start going to places that we've never been before.
I think we want to start writing new music as well.
Oh yeah, pretty immediately is definitely.
So new music and more touring.
New
record, but are you guys have like a sort of like target to like put out like a record every year or
not? We're kind of reevaluate. Yeah, we don't know. We're just gonna make some new music.
I think we're gonna try and just like write a lot of songs we like and just see what we can do. By like no real time goal for next year with that. We're just gonna do it as fast as we can and make sure it's good while we're doing it. Not rush it.
Yeah, we always want to stay consistent, but we don't want to like you know. Underthink things.
I had a guy that I had on a few weeks ago say this, and I just want you guys to kind of, because it's stuck in my brain, and one of you guys maybe just kind of comment on this. He says, we tend to create the music that we want to hear more of. Is that kind of how you guys feel about your music?
I think that happens accidentally, but okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that when we come up with something that excites us, or for me at least, it's usually because like, it triggers something in my brain where it's like, this reminds me of this thing that I really like that I, you know, yeah, I guess.
Or it
I
mean, gives I, you like a certain feel, and yeah. You like feel a certain way.
Yeah, we definitely try to write, you know, for ourselves to kind of, you know, make us happy with what we're playing, you know, so we're always excited about what we're jamming to. And then that just makes us excited to show it to, you know, our friends and our fans and everyone out there. So yeah. It's just kind of like we try to make ourselves happy with it first.
Yeah.
Instead of just trying to please the crowds.
Yeah. We're not very genre conscious though, I think when we're
so it's just sort of like whatever sort of feels right is what okay, so this is what we're gonna write and record. Whatever kind of feels right.
Yeah,
definitely.
Awesome. Okay, great. Okay, so why don't you guys go ahead and plug all your stuff, the websites, how everybody can follow you guys, and so if you happen to be coming to their town, they can find out about it, all that good stuff.
So we definitely stay very consistent on our Instagram, which is just Gestures and Sounds.
Just one word spelled out, Gestures and Sounds.
We like to get pretty wacky with our Instagram stories and our Instagram posts and everything like that. And of course, Facebook, again, just Gestures and Sounds, and then Gestures and Sounds.
GesturesandSounds.com, Gestures and Sounds on YouTube. Everything's pretty easy to find.
We kind of lucked out with SEO on Google somehow. So if you just Google Gestures and Sounds, you pretty much have everything.
And then Spotify, like if you dig in the sound, follow us on Spotify and add it to your playlists.
Yeah, very important. If you guys are rocking out the Gestures and Sounds, if you create playlists and you add these bands, that's another thing you guys can do out there in podcast land to help get the word out. Is create your playlists and then share your playlists around. So if you're going like, oh, I like this band and that band, I heard on Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, you know, I love Gestures and Sounds, I love Keith Cooper, I love, you know, whoever, just add them and then create like a little playlist and start sharing that around, because that way people not only hear Gestures and Sounds, they hear all the other cool bands as well. And that puts the music in people's ears in such a way that they're listening to it with their other stuff. So it's, you know, it's not like they're kind of going out of way just to hear one band. And it gives people an opportunity to kind of like put it all together. So that's another great way. So definitely find to get these guys on Spotify. For all the kind of bitching that, you know, some of the like big rock stars have done about Spotify, I think it's guys like, you know, you guys, Gestures and Sounds, like us kind of like indie kind of artists that are really can like really maximize that, you know.
Oh, yeah, we love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love Spotify. I mean, you guys have that, you know, they do the Discover Weekly, and every week it's getting better and better and better. The more I interact with it and stuff, it's, you know, shaping my playlist. I'm hearing bands I never heard before. So don't believe all the Taylor Swift. Yeah. About that. You know, Spotify's great. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys. Any parting thoughts or anything you'd like to let the world know about Gestures and Sounds or just anything before we wrap up the podcast today? You're on the spot.
I would just say if you're tuning in, check out our tour poster on Instagram, and if you're in one of the cities, come out. We're going to be just all over the West Coast the next week or so. So
we would definitely come. We would definitely love to meet all those friendly faces out there.
Awesome. All right, guys. I need to wrap up the podcast now, but I need to do a little business with you when we're done. So if you got a minute, can you hang out just for a minute while I wrap things up? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Hey, everybody out there. Gestures and Sounds is such a cool band. Like these are four guys, like actually playing like real instruments, writing songs, all that. Now that's like a bunch of, you know, there's no like just DJ there. They're actually playing and singing, doing some awesome stuff. And so please support them. And you can go to gesturesandsounds.com. They're also really active on Instagram. They post a lot of cool stuff there. So make sure to check it out. Gestures and Sounds. Guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Check back often for more great podcast. Please share. So if you're happen to be pulling this up on iTunes or Podbean or our website or whatever, just click that share button and just throw it out there to your friends and everything. Like, a tag a few people that you think are into it, because that can mean a lot. Because you never freaking know who's listening, and who you know might know somebody who knows somebody. Before you know it, these guys are, you know, really able to do something really important and really grow their business as well. So this is how you are so important to the music that is coming out these days. You out there, the fan. Yes, you. So please share that. Okay, enough about that. Real quick, if you want to hang out with some cool people that love great music, specifically great guitar-driven music, please check out my private group at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. There's a lot of cool stuff there as well. It's been a wonderful time. I love this band. I love the track Bum Scotch Loser. They've got some other great videos as well. Their YouTube channel is not to be missed, so make sure you, when you're checking out the band, you check that out. So I'm really glad that Gestures and Sounds was able to come in today. It's been a lot of fun. I love great music. Let's keep it alive, and I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.